President Lyndon Johnson reportedly got nervous just before the Medicare program went into effect in 1965. He'd won a long legislative fight over a wide variety of skeptics to establish government-sponsored medical insurance. But what if a rush of senior citizens bankrupted the program before it ever really got started? Well, there was no such rush. Medicare has endured. Robert Ball is the former Commissioner of Social Security who helped get Medicare legislation through the U.S. Congress. He then administered Medicare for its first 7 years. Mr. Ball joins us from his home in Mitchellville, Maryland.
Very glad to do it.
And could you take us back to 1965 and recall for us how difficult it was to get Medicare passed, what some of the reservations people had about it were?
Well, it was really a long fight. It grew out of an attempt to get a national health insurance plan for everyone. And Roosevelt had never actually endorsed it, though he really favored it. But Truman was the first president to back a national health insurance plan. But it clearly wasn't going anywhere. Mm-hmm. So some of us in the government said, well, what can we pass? And we decided that the most attractive piece of legislation would be coverage of elderly people. Now, in one way, that seems like a stupid way to start a health insurance plan, because elderly people are the most expensive. They have multiple illnesses. It would have made more sense in many ways to start with children. But the elderly were an appealing group because it was so clear that private, voluntary, individual insurance couldn't cover them. Mm-hmm. The elderly used about twice as many days of hospital as younger people did on average, but they only had half as much money. Mm-hmm. So when private insurance came to set up a premium, they had to set it so high that they priced the elderly right out of the market.
I'm intrigued by the fact, Mr. Ball, because I guess I've been given to understand that your department and other people in the government went to some extraordinary lengths to sign people up to make certain they were getting coverage under Medicare.
Well, we approached it. A voluntary plan is very dangerous for social insurance, because of the possibility of adverse selection, of signing up the people who are most likely to need the care. We approached it by saying we've got to overcome the possibility of adverse selection. And so we went all out to try to get everybody to say yes. And it just about succeeded. We got the cooperation of everybody in the country. Of course, they realized that the president was for this, but every government agency outdid themselves, not just in the federal government, but everywhere. Mm. We had signs on the sides of all the postal trucks about the deadline date for signing up for Medicare. We had the Forest Service looking for hermits out in the woods. Everybody was cooperating to make sure that as many people as possible signed up. We ended with, or rather the program took off at the beginning, with about 90% of the older people in the country already signed up for it.
Well, of course that raises this question now, with baby boomers getting within 10, 15 years of retirement age. Has Medicare been too successful for its own good? Is it going to be insupportable, let's put it that way, as more and more people make demands on the program?
No, it's supportable. It's going to cost more money. But you can't have the kind of tax cuts that this administration has started down that road. And it's going to cost more money. And it's a government program, and people are going to have to pay for it. But it's worth it. Think of what a difference this makes in people's lives, not just in length of life that has been increased for people, but the quality of life.
Mr. Ball, what about the proposal of privatizing certain areas of coverage?
Well, it's still true that older people get sick much more often, and yet on average they have less income. So you can't really privatize it. The government needs to run the plan and pay the cost.
Do you have any advice to offer lawmakers now about reconciling some of the conflicting visions of what Medicare should be?
First of all, we need to add prescription drug coverage. Another thing is we need to have what's called a stop-loss provision. The doctor bill coverage under Medicare, the patient is required to pay 20% of the reasonable charge that doctors made. It's now pretty much on a fee schedule. And the 20% become, when added together, just too much for a person to be able to pay. So what I would advocate is that after, say, some figure like $2,000 of expenditures, then the plan would pay everything else. Mm. Then we need to add to Medicare more coverage of health promotion and disease prevention.
Mr. Ball, may I ask how old you are now?
This is my 90th year.
And may I ask how you're feeling?
Oh, fine. As long as I feel as good as I am and can have fun as well as make some kind of a contribution, I'll live as long as I can.
Mr. Ball, very nice talking to you.
Good to talk to you, Scott.
Robert Ball, former Commissioner of Social Security and a founding member of the National Academy of Social Insurance, speaking from his home in Mitchellville, Maryland.